This is A.D. Rodriguez.
This is Reb Harley.
This is Michelle Ann Reed.
This is Liz Wonder.
This is Erica Cosplay.
And we're the Squad Goals!
And you're listening to Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary Podcast.
My next guests are, to say the least, collectively the most talented cosplayers you'll ever meet. They are artists, models, photographers, influencers, writers, creators, actors, and beyond words, with talent. They give back in so many ways to all of those around them, to the community, and more often than I could possibly mention on this introduction. This group of cosplay girl bosses, second to none, but each individually is nearly unbound in talent. Please welcome to the show the Squad Goals. So it's good to meet all of you in person. So for anybody who's listening, this is actually a live cast. Generally I do Skype, or we do recordings remote, but here we are all in the same room.
Live, whatever happens.
Everybody.
We're sorry.
But I wanted to get started with talking about how each of you got into cosplay. And if you want to go through, like,
really? What do you point at me
give
first?
Us the rundown of, like...
I mean, my reason was easy.
What was it?
Then you do first.
I went to SuperCon, and it was my first convention.
And I went, obviously, not in cosplay. I didn't know what that was. And everyone there was dressed up, and I'm like... I'm the only person that doesn't have a costume. I want a costume.
Yeah.
So then I just put together for, like, the next con. I was, like, 2 months later, the Claire Deering from, like, Jurassic World. I was like, that's easy.
You love that movie.
I do.
It's your favorite movie.
That's Michelle's favorite movie.
Oh, and that was
movie.
Your first cosplay.
That was my first cosplay.
Yeah.
Mine was SuperCon, too. I went to SuperCon, but I didn't know... my boyfriend, he was like, yo, let's go to a Comic-Con. Have you been? I was like, no. Do you get to dress up? And he's like, yeah, you don't have to. And I was like, let's do it. And he's like, let's dress up. So I made my Harley Quinn Suicide Squad outfit in like a day. It was very shitty. So bad. And then thank God I improved it over the years. But yeah, I went one time and I was hooked. And then, yeah. I was like, that's it.
That's it.
Well, Miss Reb Harley... I was, like, really excited. I heard about cosplay. I went to a Comic-Con before. And then I'm like, you know what? I like dressing up for Halloween. So I'm like, I'm going to do this. So, again, like all my other girls, SuperCon. Literally, this year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Last year you started.
Last year
I started with She-Hulk. I painted my entire body. So, like, that was, like, my first... like, hey, I'm gonna dress up and have fun. And then, like, really getting into cosplay, I really started this year on SuperCon. I was really inspired by Reb Harley. She had so much energy her Harley Quinn. So I'm like, dude, I gotta try this. And then the rest is history.
Yep.
That question.
I don't know. I
want to
hear when Erica's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I've been around since, like, the 19th. No.
This is a day of charm.
Pretty much. As a photographer, I always like to take pictures, so I dyed my hair red, and it was like as shocking red as you could possibly think of, like straight up
like aerial red.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
So, and it was like Halloween, so all of a sudden we went to like a store, and we're like, oh my god, that's like so cute. I have my hair red. It'd be just like a rabbit.
Oh.
And me being me, knowing all my photographer friends, I was like, yo, like, do you want to take a picture of me? I was like. Jessica Rabbit, sounds great. I don't have the right gloves, but yo, Photoshop. So I had my Halloween costume, I had my red hair, I took the pictures, and honestly, it's the one print that has sold the most because
really?
It's absolutely
I know that picture. That was my first thing.
That's awesome.
So good.
I remember the picture now, and I was like, wait, that's that kind of.
Wow. So my friend was like, an amazing photographer, so all of a sudden, like, all my friends were just like, oh, okay, so you took this picture, you're going to Comic-Con. I'm just like, what the heck is Comic-Con? Like, I don't know. I just took a picture looking like Jessica Rabbit. I thought it was, like, really hot. And then they were like, oh, you should go. They showed me a thing. It was like a Groupon, so Paradise.
Paradise City. Yeah.
So that was like my first one in 2014, like the beginning of the year. All of a sudden, like I went there and I went, it was really funny. The first time I didn't dress up till like the third day. I'm like, okay, these people are really dressing up. Let's like do this. I didn't have anything but a freaking Jack Sparrow shirt, and I was pregnant at the time, so I was pregnant Jack Sparrow. It was fucking amazing.
I love it.
That's right, we can't say.
Well, I think we've already hit our
limit.
How many times have you guys said it?
These beep sounds.
No. We've been live, and I was doing that.
But that's you, though.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh.
It's just a meal.
It's okay.
Oh, I said shitty.
You said it again.
We can bleep it.
Yeah, so this is the F bomb podcast.
It's okay.
So sorry,
be like, they don't all have to be perfectly Disney.
Sorry, we don't. This is so sweet and innocent.
Not until SuperCon was the first time I actually dressed up.
Everybody's doing SuperCon.
Yeah, my first one wasn't SuperCon, but the first time I dressed up was a SuperCon.
Oh, my first time was SuperCon on my birthday.
That is true.
Yeah. Wow.
So like me, I had no idea what cosplay was. I love Halloween too.
Yeah.
Like that was
I think all of us love Halloween.
That's the first. Okay, if you love Halloween, you might be a cosplayer.
Yeah.
That's your first thing.
No, yeah.
So I went because of my job like that I had before. I went to San Diego for work, and then I stayed for an extra day by myself. I was like, yeah, I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to stay just one extra day and like walk around, take pictures, like enjoy it. And then I stay in this place called Gaslamp, which is like the middle where everything was happening during San Diego Comic-Con, outside on the street. So then they told me, they were like, this is going to be nuts. Like, are you ready for that? I'm like, what is coming on? I'm excited, you know, like I always heard about it. And then I wake up that morning, get out of my hotel room, and it's like the streets are closed, people are dressed up everywhere, there's music. And then the night before I had partied all night because every bar and every location was decorated like something. So they had the Dragon Ball bar, they had a Jurassic Park bar.
Oh my god, I really want
and
that.
I was like, this is so cool and fun. Like I was going nuts with my friend that lives there. And so I loved it. I was like, this is amazing. And so when the Wonder Woman movie, the Batman vs. Superman had come out, my dad was like, oh my god, you remember that girl? And some people at my work, they were like, you look like her. You got like some features. You know, like some people sometimes see it and it's like, you know, you remind me of this person. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. You guys are gonna get a lot of that in this podcast. And then I was there, and then it happened to be that Gal Gadot was there. Yeah.
No!
I didn't see her. No. But she was there in San Diego as well. So then these two girls that were cosplaying Wonder Woman, I took a picture of them, and they're like, you should cosplay Wonder Woman. Like, oh my god, it would be so cool. My hair was really short, and I was just like, nah. And I was like, really, you think? I mean, and I Googled, like, what's cosplay? So then when I came home, I told my husband, like, before I turned 30, I really want to do like a full Halloween, like straight up costume. Like that's my gift for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I bought a suit online, like a cheapy version, you know. And I was like a little heavier than I went to TampaCon with my best friend. She actually was a trooper. She bought the whole Harley Quinn, like everything, tattoos, like all the stuff. Like she was more prepared than me, and she was super excited and supportive. So I went and I got down, and when I started walking, and I said, "Are you laughing? Are we talking too much?"
No.
No. Okay.
No. They have their own thing going on.
You guys are weird. Okay, my friends are weird. So,
am I talking too much?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm talking too much. But yeah, that's like I went to TampaCon.
I love your story. No,
I'm
this
sorry,
is amazing.
My stuff.
I love this.
Okay. Oh. So anyway, so I go to TampaCon, and this little girl followed me for like 45 minutes. And every time I wanted to like say hi or talk to her, she would be so shy and run away. But she would just stalk me, like with the mom, you know. My mom was like, I'm sorry. She's like really shy. She's like her favorite superhero. I'm like, you're my. So after that, I was like, this is super cool. And I started looking like local cons and like places that I could go. And I got approached by, and then I think Gal's fandom found this one picture from TampaCon. And it went like a little like viral within their fandom, and then they were so supportive, and then I found a bunch of other cosplayers. I always follow Allison Tabitha from before.
Oh, I love her.
Not because of cosplay. I didn't even know she cosplayed. I thought she was just, like, you know, an artist that does makeup. Like, I didn't know that's what she was, a cosplayer. And then I started looking at definitions of cosplay and everything, all this stuff, and it's, like, a whole world, and I'm a huge nerd. Like, I love Star Wars. I love everything. Like, I love anime. I love all this stuff, so I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I can get, like, a really good suit and, like, go to a convention, local. And that's how it happened. So I got one, and then it was foam, and then I started cosplaying. And that's my long story.
It is a long story.
It is long, but, I mean.
But that's basically how everyone's it's happy. Like, it's literally how it all started.
Yeah, like, you see something, you get inspired.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, yeah. And then you just, over the years, you're like, this is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
My family thinks I'm so nerdy.
Same.
So that's how you got started in cosplay, but now how did you all meet each other and start?
Who met each other first?
Yes, at the GamerCon.
Yeah, totally. Me too. Well, no, we met before that, remember?
We did. So, yes.
Oh,
yes.
The second one?
Okay.
No, because we knew each other through Instagram, and then she was.
Yes.
You told me we want to go for coffee.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to meet, like, a local cosplayer that could, like, you can teach me, like, where to go, how to do it. That's when I was looking for things. And so we went to Cheesecake Factory.
Aww.
Yeah, I remember that. And we shared a dessert.
Hold on, when was this? Like,
a long time ago.
Like a year ago.
Like Galaxy Far Far.
Like a year ago or 2 years?
Well, a year ago. Because I started cosplaying in September of last year.
Yeah,
and then,
how did you guys meet?
That's how I met.
Oh.
And then through Skinner, to her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. So,
like, a video. Here's Nina.
Here's Nina.
That's me. I think I was at. I met Michelle and Erica on, what was it, Multiverse Comic Book?
Free Comic Book Day.
Wayne Delgado, who is a Geek Vibes, go follow, tag and brag, subscribe.
Yeah,
that's my shadow to Geek Vibes. Mm-hmm. I love him, he's great, he's a good friend. But I met them through the Free Comic Book Day, and I was like, oh, yes. Sorry, I'm sewing at the same time.
No,
I'm like, I wasn't talking. And then I met Liz through my boyfriend, because my boyfriend does visual effects with Geek Vibes, so. And then she was so excited. She's like, I can't wait to meet Nina. I was like, who is this chick? I was like, oh my god. And I was like, oh, Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot lookalike. Oh, Wonder Woman. That's such a great crush. And I was like, she's so hot. I love her.
I know.
And then.
Wonder Woman.
I was like,
Wonder Woman?
I met her at Hero Hype. Was like the first time. And then I saw Erica, but I didn't know it was Erica. She was Catwoman at the time. So I was like, oh, who dat be? I didn't know everybody. And then 80, I've known 80 since, like, we used to work together. So, and then I think I kind of crossed her over. I was like, you should cosplay. Just try it.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
You did. You crossed me over.
I did. I crossed her over, so I'm very happy. And then, so that's how we all met. We're like, oh, that'd be so cool if we had a group. So we all thought about, this was before 80 came, before SuperCon.
Before me.
We were like, yo, let's get a group together. We're like, yeah, sure. Literally, shortly after 80 came in, we're like, you're in the group. We're like, it's completed.
We got together at the Jar House.
Oh, we did. Yeah, it was super
cool. It was
super
cool.
Oh my gosh.
At the Yard House, having the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah, we were at the Yard House.
Oh, in the Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
No, guys, we were at the Yard House.
We sang Spice Girls, and the lady got really mad at us.
Yeah.
So mad.
There was, like, a customer. Holy hell, she got so mad at us. Yes, you were there.
She got really mad. And then that day, we're like, we should do Spice Girls. Yeah.
That's how it happened.
Literally, and the rest was history.
Now it's your end.
All I remember is, like, whispering to, like, one of you guys. I was like, can we invite her in?
Yeah, she's in.
I was like, she's great.
And she's cool.
Seriously, I was so new, and I didn't know anybody, and it was like, no, they're all really cool.
I was like, you love them.
They're actually okay.
And I was just like, I love you, girls.
We all, like, right away.
Yeah.
It was like,
you know, just adults dressing up.
Well, Erica and I have history. That's what
Erica?
What?
Yeah.
No.
You hate Erica?
No. I thought she didn't like me.
Seriously, why do you think that?
Because you thought we first met Free Comic Book Day. I met you two other times before that.
She says that, but we have
witnesses. And the other time.
I will let everybody know right now. You are me.
The other, no, that's why when you told
me that a lot of people at first when they meet you, they think that you don't like them because you're very like
very
stone face.
Yeah, I'm just like, what's up? Hey, yeah, okay, next.
Yeah, you were like, I wish I could find that photo because I had a photo. I took a photo with you. You were Silk and I was Jessica Jones. And she does not remember.
No, at all.
Oh.
That was, I think, the first time.
How dare you?
The plot.
So the, I remember when we for the map update, you're like, Erica's going. I was like, oh, I think she doesn't like me.
Aww.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was the first day. She's just like, oh, this is my friend.
I remember Erica.
Like, hi,
like,
Michelle, how are you doing, America?
She did Mortal Kombat.
Mortal
Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
And she did a Snow White Jedi.
Yeah, I
did. And I thought
that's
she was
awesome.
So pretty that I didn't even want to say hi because she was so pretty.
Oh my god.
I was like, she's so pretty. She's
I think you were Supergirl, right?
Yeah, I was just like
yeah,
very casual,
right.
And like she was.
I saw her going through it too. I was like, oh, she's cute.
You're very intimidating.
She's cute.
Oh, she's a girl.
No,
so,
yeah.
To
approach, especially as Mortal Kombat. Like she's like this like
oh
beautiful body, like beautiful face.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw her. So I was like, yo, that body.
I know. In that video, I was like, yeah, no. I'm sorry. I didn't say yes.
Meow.
I was like, girl crushy.
Oh my god.
I
does
are you
have
kidding me?
People.
No, that was me with Nina.
I feel like
really?
I had a girl.
I was just like,
everybody.
Oh, hey girl, what's up?
That's all. I was like, Erica, I was like, hey girl.
I
saw
hey.
Everybody. I was like, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
What's up,
baby
like,
girl?
Baby girl.
Because really, out of anybody that I asked to do anything, I would be very nervous about.
Really?
What
are you
Erica
kidding me? Really?
About.
And, but the thing with Erica,
yeah.
Like, you really like.
I have like a
straightforward. And no, and you have no filter.
Oh, she
I have
not.
No filter.
Oh, yeah. When
no.
We do photo shoots with you, you are a good kind of aggressive. You're like, no, that's wrong. Do this.
I'm like, you're
kind of
fucking hated.
Imagine being
it.
Her little sister.
Exactly. I love it, though. It's so amazing.
So it's great.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
I feel like we're all very, like, we don't.
We compliment each other, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have different personalities, but
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
We're like Captain Planet.
Sorry.
He's a hero.
Weather.
I'm sorry.
Eric.
Fire.
Wind.
Spirit.
Fire.
Somebody said Earth.
Fire.
Heart. What are we saying?
Captain Planet.
No,
air. Wind. Fire.
Water.
Water.
Earth.
And
air.
Heart.
Water.
What
oh, somebody was
how
water.
Did this come up?
I don't know, she said it.
You know,
she started it and continued.
I'm sorry.
I zoned out for 10 seconds.
I said it was
being
too.
I zoned out.
So Rainbow
sorry.
Bright's a lot easier.
Distracted.
Like, that I can get.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. So
we got
no,
carried away.
Continue.
No, I love the stories. And, so if each of you like to just share, like, anecdotal is probably the wrong word, something that just comes to mind, like a really good story about cosplay or about anything, really. Doesn't have to include something that you'd like to share.
I mean, one of my favorite things about cosplay is when I'm cosplaying, like, Black Widow, or, like, the person any superhero, and little kids get so excited.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Like,
yeah.
Like, the last time I did it, aside from this con, but before last time I did Widow at a con, there was a little girl dressed as Black Widow, and, like, her mom was like, oh, look, and she, like, ran to me and, like, grabbed me. And
I'm
like,
sure
like,
most kids are devastated she died.
Oh, yeah.
No, my God, we had to go there.
So
yeah.
Sad.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, and off. And her parents?
They
die.
Every child is afraid of She-Hulk.
Are you serious?
No, every child is afraid of She-Hulk.
I remember in New York.
Someone comes
this little kid.
And they scream crying and they run away.
Yeah, this little kid.
And I feel so
big
bad.
Green lady.
Like, oh my god, she's a nice person. The love me
in New York.
Yeah,
that was freaking out.
And
I
so
he came to hug me.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Liz and I were together at New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And he wanted to say hi, but he was afraid of me. But he wanted to see Liz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the only way he would come over was being in Liz's cloak.
Yeah.
Right?
I put him in my cloak.
And then
he said hi to her. Yeah, it was so cute.
And then he finally warmed up to me. But before then, he was like,
oh,
you
know,
please don't be mad at me.
That was like when,
sorry.
Oh, sorry. That might be
really
a good
funny.
Idea. That was like when when MegaCon.
No,
come
no,
here.
It's
okay, wait.
I mean, I want to know how many times you pinch yourself with
the
Harley Quinn. With the Harley Quinn.
With the spikes?
Jewelry. And
oh,
spikes.
All the time.
You
oh,
punch
her.
She pinched me. Oh, okay. Funny story. Guess what?
Okay.
Okay. No, but,
yeah,
but
here
there's
we go.
Two, like, there was the one, the little girl in MegaCon. You remember
oh.
when we did the dance off and in the circle? And that little girl who dressed as Harley came running and she's like, I was like,
oh,
and I just like
oh.
ran to her and hugged her in the middle of the circle. She's like, hi, I love you. It's my birthday today and
oh
I love
God.
Harley. I was like, I love you. I was like, hey, Putin, it's so cute. And then, but
But no, yeah. Okay, so guess what? This just happened in October at New York Comic Con. That con was so much fun because we all were together. It was great. So I got my new spiked cuffs because I did Suicide Squad. I'm sorry. And you're like, I wasn't there.
Yeah, but we weren't there.
I'm sorry.
We weren't all there.
No, you were all there. We're missing two. Two girls. But anyway. Anyway.
What?
I'm really sorry. Yes. So I got these new spiked cuffs for Suicide Squad Harley, and they're amazing. They're by Animal Skin. If you're looking on Etsy, they're great. But they're actual spikes. They're, oh my god.
They're nuts.
So I accidentally was like, oh, okay, hey, I'm just flinging my arms around and shit. And then I went and swung my arm down on my knee because I was crouched down. I punctured my knee and made a hole in my knee, and I started bleeding. And I was like, ow, that kind of hurt. And then I looked, I was like, oh, I'm bleeding. Ow. And it like kind of stuck in there. And I was like,
oh, it was bad.
It was pretty bad. I kept bleeding. I was like, oh, this is pretty bad. Oh, no. But it was fun. That was a fun con.
But then you met Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah, I did. I got to meet Margot because of Liz. I had no idea what was going on because Birds of Prey was coming out. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then Liz gave me the hook. She's like, hey, girl, I think she's going to be in town. I think she's going to be here. And I was like, no fucking way. No way. No way, Jose. And then she was like, Yeah. So we made it happen. There was like the big picture with all the Harleys that are gonna be there, and we got to do it. And I got to like hold Black Canary's hand. Her, I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And Margo's like, she's like, oh my god, you look so great. She complimented my suit. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna die happy now. But she's so beautiful in person. She's so sweet, and oh my god, she's just such a dream. That was my favorite moment.
I think as a cosplayer, meeting your cosperson.
The cosperson, maybe the actress or the person that you cosplay.
Yeah, and they compliment you, that's it. You can be happy.
Oh, yeah, I can die happy. I'm like, oh. It was right there. We were on the news. Oh, it was news related.
You were everywhere. You were on Snapchat.
Yeah. I was on Snapchat.
Really? Yeah.
I was. I had no
Pop
idea.
Pop Insider.
Somebody,
right?
Yeah, Pop Insider. On that. That was the front cover. Like, it was not the front cover, was it?
Yeah.
No, it was.
Yeah.
I had no idea. My friend sent me. He's like, yo, you're on the news. And he's like, yo, you're on Snapchat. I was like, no way.
You're on the news. Because
I'm
Snapchat.
Like,
that's the news.
That's
the news.
No, it's the news nowadays. But honestly, like, I'm more humble. Like, I don't look like Margot. To me, I don't look like her. But I cosplay really well because I'm very accurate. I try to stick to very accuracy. I don't like to just do something to. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean it's just you're having fun.
Oh yeah,
you're doing a character.
You don't have to look like that. But I like me. I'm so meticulous with my work that I have to be accurate, or I'm not happy. So I was really happy to like get everything done, and it's really nice to hear, and they're like, wow, you did such a good job. You look just like her. I was like, oh my god, thank you.
Nina's feet were hurting
so bad.
Oh, like what, like 20 Harleys? They're all 20. Standing, like whatever, and Nina's literally sitting on the floor
because I'm in stilettos all day.
I am laughing so hard.
I was like, I want to go home. Yeah. I was like, I'm good, everything's fine.
Wait, you know what's funny? You look the most Harley out of all. Like, she's sitting on the floor like, I don't care, I don't give a fuck.
Like,
total Harley.
It was great. Great moment. I loved it.
Well, if we wanted to go on for hours, I would just say #release the Snyder.
Please don't bring up the Snyder cut. She will talk forever.
Release the Snyder cut. I'm holding her. Move on. Let me say, she's trying so hard to get a life.
Release
the Snyder cut. Yes, Amy and I screamed at a Warner Brothers.
We did.
Oh my god.
When everything went
quiet. I'm not
quiet.
Part of this. Michelle Reed is not part of this.
This is not
the A.D. Rodriguez
and Liz
supports
Wonder.
This.
This is not NPR. Like, this is not
screamed
calm.
It. We screamed it.
We
screamed.
Did.
We screamed so loud.
The crowd, everything went quiet, and all of Warner Brothers that were in the New York Comic Con were
like,
out.
We didn't care.
And we're like, let's do this.
Like, and we just,
like,
yelling penis.
Screamed it. But
like,
when we say screamed it, we were like, hey.
Let's
make some noise.
I know, it's great.
But nobody kicked you out. So
no, they just looked at us like judgy.
Like Wonder Woman, how dare you?
But if I could say, I think what they did was just kind of in bad taste because of what happened.
It was horrible. They suck.
So,
we're not talking about this.
That's all I was
saying. Michelle.
We can
talk about Jurassic Park later.
No,
we're not talking about
this. You know why? Move on.
No!
Baby Yoda.
You don't move on.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
No.
Baby Yoda.
How did you even get there?
Come on,
to change
Rev
the
Harley's on Ripley. Both sides of this story, Yoda and release the Snyder Cut, so I just want to add, just, you know,
we're gonna be
baby Yoda is my biased. Child.
I fear baby Yoda because I have a fear of E.T.
What?
Okay, me too.
That was like my biggest fear.
E.T. is wrinkly. Baby Yoda's adorable.
No.
Don't you dare.
No.
My child.
Okay, so listen. Erica sent a picture, or I saw the picture, and I had nightmares. And it was baby Yoda. I was so scared.
I tell you. You're green. It's one of your kind.
No, he looks like E.T. and I'm afraid of E.T. as my family.
I didn't tell you she hates
it. It was so
it's okay.
I make Michelle
it's okay.
Can't know this.
You're becoming because Rev Harley and I'm Harley Quinn and everything, I'm deadly afraid of clowns. Just so
no,
now.
Really, she really is.
I'm
no,
very,
don't tell people that. They're going to purposely get you.
Okay, no, I'm not afraid of anything. Thank you.
I will literally cut you.
I will destroy you.
Come at me as a clown.
I'll go She-Hulk on you.
I mean, no.
Say, I don't care if this is made out of foam. I will kill you with it.
Yes.
I will find a way.
Just so you know.
I will find
and I will kill you.
Oh my god, I love you guys.
Okay, sorry.
So usually I have a section where I ask three questions, but
okay.
I'm
Let's
skipping
do this.
That.
But we're
that
running out of time,
because,
and we gotta go.
Yeah, you guys have a ton of stuff to do today. I really appreciate it.
Sorry
everything
that we get so
share.
Sidetracked.
No, it's
yeah.
fine.
Oh, it's so fun. This is so much fun.
It is.
So I have just a big question for everybody. So it's the same question every time.
Oh, boy.
And it's, what impact do you want to make with cosplay?
Oh,
the
why are you always pointing at me first? She's like, oh, her! She's got this! What am I? Like,
I want
Captain
people
America
to know that you don't have to look a certain way to cosplay.
No, you don't.
A lot of people have told me they either started late or just don't want to start yet because they're afraid that they don't look like someone or that they're not fit enough, they're not the right skin color. And I'm like, you can literally just... As long as you're not doing anything racist, you're fine.
More blackface.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
no?
If you're not doing that, you're good.
Too soon. Yeah.
You can literally be...
No, I
whatever.
Agree. I agree. Let's just all make...
Cosplay's
fun.
Cosplay's
fun.
It's supposed
creation.
To be fun.
Mm-hmm. And we're all artists in our own way. Like, it's amazing
gosh.
To see how everyone just comes together in the cosplay community.
Yeah.
And it's like a mixing pot for everything. So there's no prejudice. There's no judgment. And that's how it should be. Because you don't have to be a specific person. You be you. And you do what you want to do. Who cares? If you want to be Cheetah... You want to be She-Hulk? Be She-Hulk. I don't care what you look like. I agree with Michelle.
Like, and you do characters and everything. You can do whatever characters you want. Like, whitewash, whatever. Like, this is a big thing in the cosplay world where I think that people don't understand, non-cosplayers and other cosplayers, that when you want to do an anime character, you're obviously not Asian. So, you know, it's okay. Do that, I want to be Ichigo, and he is a boy. You can gender bend. Guess what? That's a thing. I would love to be... People have asked me, like, oh, what is something that you do want to cosplay, but you can't.
I am Peter Parker.
But they're like, they've asked me that, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I would love to cosplay Shuri, Black Panther, because I've seen Cutie Pie Sensei do it,
mm-hmm.
and she's black, but guess what? I'm not black. I'm brown. I'm light-skinned. I'm white. So I'm like, oh, you know, that's probably not a good idea, but you know what, like,
no.
Screw it, I want to do it, because give me a mask, and I know I'm not accurate, but it's still fun, because you still see other versions, like, Cutie Pie Sensei is a great example, because she's done,
she does Marvel,
she's done Black Wonder Woman, she's done a Black Captain Marvel, and I was like, she is beautiful, and she's a goddess, the way she fucking, I mean, she does the stuff, I'm so sorry, I'm cursing.
I mean, Nick Fury was white at one point, so.
Yeah. What's a big impact that you want to have? You can trade.
That I
want to
know.
That like
sure
it's on time. You think?
I saw them.
That would have been awesome.
Can you imagine after all that?
Button.
Oh my gosh! Did it? Wasn't on.
I
would have
cried.
The impact.
I don't know. There's all sorts of cosplayers, right? It's custom play. So like, to me, it's like when I started. There's from the nudity one.
Yeah.
To no, that there is
loot.
Yeah,
there
is
loot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loot. I don't know what it's called.
What's loot?
Is
like
that
nudes?
Nudes?
Are you serious?
I don't
like,
know. I'm talking.
I don't know if you're serious or you're not.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
I
don't
same.
Either.
I don't
it's
either.
Called lewd.
Yeah.
Why is it called lewd?
We're not getting into this.
We're not getting into this.
Okay, never mind.
It's fine. But anyways, but there's different type, right? So
like
all
revealing casual.
Oh.
Yeah. So no, like there's like.
like little piece of thong, that's a Pikachu, you know, like type of cosplay.
Oh, gotcha.
Then there is like, you know, you buy a suit and then you go all out, whatever. And then there's like people that make the suits. There's people that just make suits. They don't wear them. So I think when it comes to cosplay, I hate when people are like, I made this and I did this, and they judge others that don't have the talent to like make some things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that makes you a really crappy person to make someone, bring someone down for like not being able to like make something.
There's no reason at
all.
Like,
yeah, I think it's very important that we build a community where we share other artists that create things. Like, if someone created my shield, if someone created like this, or Michelle helped me with my wig. Like, I think it's important to give credit to
mm-hmm.
others when it comes
yeah.
to cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And like have fun with it, like rather than make it like a, I always call it cosplay, because it's almost like you want to get paid and you want to be like, you know, like to me, I don't like that. And the impact that I want to have is you just have fun, you
yeah.
know, doing it. It doesn't matter how you got there. The most important thing is like, you
what
know,
you're
cosplaying.
Community.
Yeah, and you're cosplaying like your favorite character. Why every time I talk to you guys, I'm doing
we're,
things?
We're not
no.
I was looking at her and she was acting like a cat in my eyes.
I wasn't even doing anything at all.
You're playing with that fluff.
This
oh
is
my
epic
god.
Squad. Like,
oh my god,
epic.
I can't. I wasn't even like, doing anything. I wasn't even looking at you guys.
I'm having a moment.
I was
somebody
not over here.
We're
just like, oh, you guys are just like,
attack. Erica, pay attention. Oh my god.
But yeah, I think that that's one of the impacts. And the second, like, do as many community stuff as you can. I think,
mm-hmm.
like, we have that upper hand that many people don't
yeah.
have. I mean, I honestly think, like, depends on the way you are as a person. If you're very emotional, don't go there. Because if you go to a hospital
no,
and then you
emotional.
Start crying, yeah, but you did good in the hospital. Like,
wait,
like in the hospital visits, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying
well,
some people
no,
can't
no,
even
no.
see that. And it's like, don't do that because then, you know, you're going to cry. And
oh,
it's,
yeah.
You know, so... I mean, do
it's like stuff it up and cry later.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, don't
yeah.
go straight up. Like, I started, like, I was like, please, I don't want to see cancer patients yet. And my next visit, then I'll do
yeah.
it. Because, like, I wanted to start, like, you know, a kid fell, like, type of things. And you just go, and little by little, like, you develop. Don't go straight into that because it can be very impactful.
Oh,
I got to a level where I went to the palette, what is it called?
Plate.
Platelet,
oh.
I can't say.
Palette.
But anyway,
palette.
It was so bad.
Palette.
The transfusion place. That was the most crazy
room.
Like room ever, and I was just like, that was like I think the worst, the bone marrow.
Oh,
the bone marrow.
The bone marrow transfers. Mm.
Yes,
oh.
and like
mm-hmm.
that was for me like, and I think mm-hmm. as a cosplayer, there's many things you can do. Like there's like foster kids that. They're not sick, but you can go visit them. They're, you know, like...
Mm. Oh, like big sister, big brother.
Yeah,
oh,
things
that's
like
cool.
that.
I like
schools.
That.
I did them when I was, like, in high school.
Like, you don't
oh,
have to, like,
nice.
Straight up go to, like...
The hospital.
The act.
Yeah.
You know, you can do so
you can,
many other things.
You can, like, wean yourself up to it.
So I think that's it. That's the legacy, like,
mm.
the impact I want to make. It's, like, have fun. Doesn't matter how you get there. And then, second, if you have the upper hand because you have a legit suit, try to do something, like,
do
with
some,
it.
Yeah, like, do
something
good.
Nice.
Do
something
good nice.
That it's, like... You get back in a way.
Yeah, because it comes back. Like, good karma, like,
good
like,
suit or not good suit, they really don't care.
Yeah,
they
it's
want
true.
The interaction.
But,
they
like, if you go all out, you're, like, that cosplayer,
oh, no,
like, legit.
Sure.
Like, you
oh, yeah.
the Harley Quinn. Like,
like,
you went all out. It's like, man, you gotta really, like, go and make, like, the suit.
You
gotta
sell it.
You
gotta
like,
sell it.
Because when I go with the Wonder Woman one,
yeah, no,
they
you.
Freak out.
Yeah,
they, like,
yeah, I mean, you really, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
They freak out. That's why I wanted that good one. Because it, like, lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
Like really
yeah
wow.
Erica you gotta go you gotta
Erica.
I really don't wanna I mean
what
I
impact
I don't have an impact I really don't like something
huh.
like that I mean every single con is absolutely amazing whether like the first time I wore Lady Deadpool and that was the first time a crap ton of little girls came
oh
at me like if I was a Disney princess I was like little girl what do you know about Deadpool and why are you hugging me this is really weird right now I would understand if I was like Elsa moving freaking Ariel something and all of a sudden I'm like Deadpool I'm like I kill people let's do this yeah
hi
cheese like this is great like I would pose and I was just like oh okay how do you know about
kids
me?
Love Deadpool
yeah no they love Deadpool I'm
oh my
just
god
like,
yeah
like dang like that was even before the movie came out
mm-hmm.
so I was just like
yeah.
what oh, have your parents showed you this is great. But like every single con that I go to is just amazing in its own little way. Like between meeting like
everybody that we have in this table right now. As to just like meeting people in general, it's just like an impact in your life where people come at you and they're like, oh, you helped me get to where I'm at right now. You inspired mm-hmm. me to actually go out and like cosplay. Or they have like a specific character. I play a lot of Spider-Man, so they're like, oh my god, I really like the fact that like you're a girl, but you're portraying Peter Parker. And I was just like, yeah, this one time in, you know, Spider-Man, like Ultimate Spider-Man, like there was a Petra Parker, so that's kind of what I'm trying to portray.
Petra.
Yeah. Like if you actually watch the Spider-Man series, like the Ultimate series, there's
yeah.
Peter Parker.
I watched the Ultimate series.
That's,
yeah.
That's the multiverse
yeah.
that I liked, and I was just like, oh yeah, yeah, totally. Okay. I want to do that, right? But I just like Peter Parker in freaking general, so I play every single one of him. And I've had like girls come out and be like, oh, you know, I never wanted to do that, but I love Spider-Man, so I'm gonna do it. And I'm like, yeah, dude, like it doesn't really matter, just go for it. So every like when I first started, I was Sub-Zero. So
I love that.
Boom. And then I was like Peter Parker, and then I was Deadpool, and then I was just like so many guys, I was just like, you know what? I really don't like playing the girls. So all the girls were just like, oh, I really like the fact that you're playing like these guys and they're really cool. And then other cons were just like, I like, and then like little kids, and it's just the impact that you have on people when people come at you and they're just telling you your stories, and like they're like, oh, I followed you for so many time, like you know, for so much time and all that. So once they start telling you that, the only impact that I really like is just the fact that like when I talk to people and they really come at me and like they tell me their stories, and it's like it's a lot. Like between everything that we've done like the hospital visits, which is absolutely amazing. We've done like just like things in general, just meeting people and like talking to them. Like there's been people like on my Instagram, like I answer them, like they'll DM me, and like I try to skip over the weird DM, and like they just come and they just tell me like their entire story, and like I just like respond, and I'm just like, okay, like so and so, and they're like, oh my god, you're actually talking to me. I'm like, dude, I'm just like a regular person.
I know, right?
There's
yeah.
That's
no
what's weird.
For you to be like, oh my god, I'm just like, if you freaking need me, you just come talk to me. Same way, like I tell everybody, I'm like, yo, if you're at a con and there's like some freaking weird person, you come at me and you're like, oh, like you don't even have to say, oh, there's like this person or whatever. It's just like, okay, so this and this happened, and like, and you just start a story or whatever it is. I'm like, okay, we're gonna continue this conversation. So I don't have no idea who this person is, but they were trying to get away from somebody. So like,
you help
let's
each other
go.
Out.
Let's
yeah.
be friends. Like, if there's somebody weirding you out or whatever. So I've always told everybody, like, you can trust me to be, like, this person that's just there for you. So that's just, like, what I've wanted to give
that's
back.
Nice.
It's just, like, oh.
We're like this. Like, hi.
I think that, what was it? I think the best thing about this group that I've always, like, I loved was that even not just this girl group. We love, if you guys know the Nine. The guys.
It's just they
qualified,
by the way.
Oh yeah, they did. Anyways,
so
no, but there's the guys and the girls, and I love our group because we're all adults, and like guys, we just want to let you know we're adults. Like we're adults playing dress up. But what's great about it is because when you do get into a cosplay community, first thing I think of, and I'm gonna be straight up and honest, is those weird, socially awkward people that are kids. You're like teenagers, and you're like,
I'm
hey,
socially awkward.
That's okay, we all are. But, you know, some of us are a little bit more open. But yeah, so, and some, they don't know how to, like, kind of interact, and sometimes it's not your scene, you're like, I don't know how I feel. But then when I met these girls, and I met the guys and everything, I was like, whoa, because we know how to party. And then we know how to have fun, and we're like, all adults are like, hey, like, I gotta go home, we got kids, or hey, we got school, or do whatever, like, in college, and like, we got work, but we all know how to fun because we all go out and we're like, we got each other's back. We're all adults and we have a fun time. We love meeting new people. We like, when we go to different cons to see each other, we're like, oh, meet so and so, meet this person, meet that, like this, that. Because Brandon, like, you know, Fireforge. Brandon is like the gossip girl. He's Mr. Convention.
He's Mr. Convention because
he's like, yo, this is my friend so and so. This is my friend. I was like, how many friends do you know? How many people do you know?
Anytime you call Brandon, he has like 5-6 people around.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Brandon's got your back. Like, you know, it's great about like how we are as like these cosplayers, because if you can find your group, like stick to it.
Yeah. But the groups are very rare.
They are. They're very rare.
They're very rare.
Find it if you're not like solo.
Solo.
And it's nice that we all complement each other. I think we were all just talking about that. We all have our own different personalities, and maybe I'm repeating us again, but
I love
you. I love you so much.
I know. Seriously, it's nice when you
stop it. You're gonna make Nina
like,
cry.
Like a bunch. Of, no, but like totally yeah. coming off of what Nina was just saying, yeah. it's like. All these people that I nobody really knew each other, some of us only known for like a day or maybe in a month or maybe several years or whatever, but we all are just like relaxed, chill, and just trying to have fun and, and enjoy each other's company.
Everyone's
with no
making
problem.
Us laugh.
And it's nice, we all support each other, so like I feel like that's just awesome about
yeah.
everybody. Mm-hmm. I love you girls.
I love you.
It's what you notice the most. If you go past them, if you ever seen them at con, so anything like that, if you're like you see this group and they the way that they interact with each other, the way that they are with everyone else, you can just tell right away.
Yeah.
Like, this is it's Squad Goals is a very different it's just a very different group.
Yeah.
So
I really
feel
so
like
different.
Are.
Yeah.
Are
we?
I feel like we are.
I feel like we're different.
We're
not
your
regular kind
of
girls.
No.
I know.
We're
not
like
girls.
Like
there's
groups, but not a group like. I mean, not to sound like.
Like us, that we get together
to
randomly
our own
on a weekday.
Oh yeah, we try
to
get
just,
to
like
just hang out,
with videos and hang out.
Oh,
we
yeah.
just TikTok all day.
We're like friends, though. We're not just a group. We're friends.
Yeah, we
yeah,
became
we're actually,
friends.
We became friends, and then we're like, let's do stuff together,
and we tell each other like things. And the thing about women is that. Sometimes, like, we don't have a lot of, like, support,
yeah.
Believe it or not. It's like,
yeah.
And then the funny part is that when we get together, we'll support each other. And, like, if one is down,
they
the other one is, like, I was down the other day. I was just like, I don't want to go, guys. I wanted to go to Michelle's house, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And I was so down. I just, sometimes it happens, and we're not perfect.
So
I
was
just,
okay.
No,
well, I was down the other day. Yes.
Yeah, like, and then you guys convinced me, and we had a blast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like,
you know?
Whenever Michelle tells me, I don't want to go, I'm like, I'm fucking picking you up. So
no. Yeah, Michelle didn't want
to
come to the
I'm like,
show.
I will pick
I'm
you
the
up.
Best Ellie. Ellie.
What did I say, Ellie?
Ellie's pictures
and
ever.
It's
you know?
About to happen when you guys see
when
it.
When are you posting
epic.
That?
When are you posting that, by
they're
the way?
So epic.
Yeah. Epic. That's the word of the day.
That word.
Oh.
Epic.
Sorry.
With nearly 500,000 followers amongst you.
What?
No.
No way.
No way.
Really?
Not
even.
You have a lot of followers.
But
she does.
Follow me together.
Oh,
I mean,
I guess
it, no, if you add it all,
yeah.
So,
oh, if you
yeah.
add it all up,
yeah, that's
no,
fair.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you two have a lot. You three have
the,
a lot.
Well, if you're adding TikTok in there.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Are you adding everything?
Oh, and Pharaoh.
Remember,
oh,
my TikTok alone is just
yeah.
Twitter.
And
Twitter. Okay, yeah, we
so
do.
He,
okay,
he's,
so.
He's in the right ball.
Okay,
so
I'm the lowest. Follow me, I'm Red Charlie. Red underscore
Charlie.
We're
getting to that, so.
Follow me,
us,
love me, tell me right.
For those of us who do not follow this group, can you tell us where we can follow you?
Yes.
And how we can support you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? That now's a good chance to, like, talk about, like...
We're going to talk about Instagram, Facebook,
no.
Twitter,
no.
Patreon,
no, no,
Ko-fi.
Coffee. Is it Ko-fi or coffee?
I say coffee.
I thought it was
coffee.
It's
coffee,
right? I thought it was coffee.
It's
coffee. I don't
know. It's like buying coffee.
No, most, yeah, you can find... most of us
I
all together.
I love this conversation now. Like, how do you say
most
now
of us
like,
all
where
together
can we find
on
you guys?
Instagram?
Like,
that's where you can find us at. Anywhere else? I don't know, man.
Listen, just go to my link tree and
yeah.
other things.
Yeah, guys, so if you don't know that, if you're not an online cosplayer or whatever, if you want to support us, we always will take support. A lot of people would, like, I've never gotten to the whole support, like, coffee or, like, Linktree or whatever, but people are like, hey, I want to send you something, like, to help you out. I was like, oh, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
We all have coffees or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, usually
it
on our...
So
it does. It really does, because sometimes we can't get to the things that we want to do. Like, I can't right now. Like, I'm like, it's on a hold because... of, like, financial issues, we have a life, guys. We're not a really, you know, we don't do this for a living. It's not really a professional,
yeah.
like, profession thing, but we try to help each other out as much as we can. I sewed all these costumes that we have right now, but we all try. We all try to help each other out in some way possible. Like, Michelle's the wig girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the body painter.
Amy's body painter.
Carol's wig. Reusable.
Okay. Everything. I think Erica has every cosplay known to man.
Yeah.
Like, her house.
If you're
and the photographer, Liz, like...
Yeah, so...
So what do you
Liz
need?
Liz is
a builder.
It,
like,
worry.
Liz can build. Like, she... You guys...
I
think,
you, but that's it.
No, but you're a builder.
So
you can
good.
Build a Ava Foam. I've seen you stuff.
She's a photographer, too, though.
And she does. Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah.
great.
You know, I want to say something because
I want to say something.
No,
give me the mic for real. Give me the
because
mic.
On the first Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary podcast that you did, which I heard and I loved, he mentioned something. Scott mentioned something like how companies like DC, Marvel, and stuff like that, they don't give us anything back.
We literally
promote so much their movies and their stuff, and like honestly, and
I think they're allowed to.
We're like on.
But it's taken them a long time to even start recognizing cosplay.
Exactly. And
yeah,
to me, that's almost... That's unacceptable.
Release the Snyder Cut.
I can't.
Big companies that have lots of money. I don't think they can contribute to the small...
No. But conventions, for example, like, they're expensive. Very expensive to pay for the entrance.
But,
and like, I feel like if you're...
Recognition.
You know,
and it's hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
think
about
it.
And listen to me,
what's
cosplay.
Our family?
Billion,
what's our fan?
Yeah,
think
just,
about
just
how many fans we all have.
Yeah, we have, and then we have fans, and also we're representing their new movies.
Guys, this
out.
Is not a profession. I do want to let you know.
This
is fun.
I know.
It's just fun. Yeah.
It's fun, but Scott brought that point, and I think at some point, like sometimes. I feel like it would be great for them to have more options for us, and like
I do agree. Yeah.
You know, like prints.
I think that's why giveaways,
contest things.
I think that's why a lot of like, if you go to the conventions, you get to see like the people that do run the conventions. You actually get a chance. You actually do get a chance sometimes if you're a big, well known cosplayer, like a lot of people. But but sometimes you get invited, and that's always great for us. Like, we're like, oh, we'd love to get invited. It helps us out because hotels are super expensive, flights are expensive.
Or
a discount.
I mean,
or something,
like,
or tickets. Like, it all, like, yo, New York, like, it was a pretty penny.
Oh.
And then, like, here sometimes, like, we can't get to everything. We would love to get to every convention. Like, those are the goals.
Yeah, but I'm
but
talking
it
about-
always helps to, like, help out or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... Support us, coffee, Linktree, Amazon. We buy stuff on Amazon. Help a player out. So we can make magic happen.
I was thinking more like DC and these people, like they, like that, like contests and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty cool.
Those cosplayers a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair.
I agree.
That's it. I just wanted to rant.
It'd be nice, though.
For one second.
Well, I mean, they do put,
I've signed in
council. They put cosplayers on, like, actual variant covers of comic books.
They do?
Nobody.
No.
They
do?
What
do you
think?
Really?
Yeah.
No, they
do? They actually put cosplayers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Me neither.
No.
Well, we know.
I don't think it's enough. I think this should be like a little help from their part because we're straight up promoting their marketing for free.
Or if they do reach out to you, that they should just expect. And I think they do because it's you get invited to a con, maybe they pay your way.
Yeah.
Or maybe the venue does.
The venue does.
But that's it.
Yeah. Oh, like
the
a discount or patterns or like more exclusive things for us to copy. I don't know.
More
exclusive. Yeah. I'm honestly.
It's like,
there's
want,
no help whatsoever.
But that's
I
want
to know what she's
doing
first.
No.
So I can do it first.
But
in
that's
video.
The thing about like I'm an artist. I'm a painter. I illustrate and everything. So I do have another account that is just strictly for that. And follow it. No, I'm just kidding.
You should.
No, but I'm good. Like, don't get me wrong. But in the art community world, holy hell! Like, it's just like the cosplay world. You don't get any help. You literally have to bust your butt into like really working on like posting every day, illustrating because it does get you noticed. Like, it does help because sooner or later, everything does pay off. It really does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like it's that type of like that ride where it's like I got it's the hustle and everything. And yeah. Help does, like, we always need help. Help each other out if you can. I think that's what's great about the community anyway, and it would make a community even better because, oh my God, when I went to New York, I was so happy to see so many people, and I went last year, and it was big, but this year got bigger because I saw so many non-cosplayers. Like, you could tell a difference. Like, people just dressed up.
Yeah.
Kids dressed up. It was such a great feeling to see people just, like, the roads closed down, just helping out, just walking around, just introducing themselves. I think that was, like, the best moment, too. And it spread the word. It's fun. Just do it. Nike.
I agree.
Nike.
Good boy.
Nike.
Hashtag ad.
ad. So this is not sponsored.
No, I think that, like, also, like, that's cool thing about cosplayers is
are we going away from the question?
A little bit, and I'm so sorry about that. But, like, seriously, like, one thing that I do love, and that's something, like, I know Nina's, like, a freaking awesome artist, and, like, all these different people, like, when you're Googling photos that you want to do and, like, you want to model, like, there's these artists that are behind it, and even me, like, personally, I neglect to realize, like, someone took the time to do this artwork that we're inspired by, and we do it, and, like, I didn't realize how much a cosplayer can really help an artist be recognized.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a recent thing for me. Like, and I felt so terrible because there's things that I've been so inspired by that I never, and I'm so sorry to any artist that I've ever done this to, but I've been inspired by, I did their pictures and I never gave the credit to, but like, I did it and I just realized, just recently, if you're following Liz and I, we're doing Cheetah and Wonder Woman, and these amazing artists that inspired us, like, holy cow, like, it's so nice seeing all of us work together. I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
My heart. Sorry.
I was waiting for the rest of the story.
Yeah.
And to just finish it, I'm just happy we're together.
That's so me.
This is just women talking on a podcast. Sorry.
To wrap everything up, I really appreciate everything that you do inside and outside of cosplay.
There was a lot more you wanted to ask. Stop lying.
There were
three papers worth of questions.
You, so.
We got about five questions out of this.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you
and
for
thank
doing
you so much
thank
for
you.
Taking
Scott.
Your time, because this is your weekend. Like, you could be doing anything else, and you decided to do this here for everyone here.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah.
I think that what you're doing and creating a sanctuary place for us to, like, open up and talk and just, like, express ourselves as cosplayer is very special. So if anything, we're thankful to you and all the support you always give us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
listening to Steven's a cosplay sanctuary.
I learned new things about you guys.
Yeah.
I know. And it was really nice. If anything, it made us more friends.
I feel like
except
we just
Michelle,
made a huge foundation.
Yeah, you don't stay the Snyder Cut. I'm not gonna be a friend.
Oh,
wow.
Please.
Wow.
You love me.
Yeah,
regardless.
Sorry for the distractions.
I'll just pay baby.
I think Erica should close off the cast.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you
always Erica's gonna close it off.
Close it off.
Why
is
he
always me? Like, seriously?
You give us a final plug.
Where's my wand? I wanna draw the Disney Channel.
And you're watching
Disney Channel.
We love you, Scott.
We're very sorry.
Thank
we couldn't
you.
Get on
no,
track.
No,
I'm so
thank
sorry.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.